here at the USB BioBase Stakeholders Workshop. With me is one of the scientists here at Ford Motor Company that helped develop the foam, correct? Deb, can you introduce yourself for me, please?
My name is Debbie Molesky. I'm the technical leader of plastics research at Ford.
Okay, now tell me about what we're looking at here. I guess we had the senator and the secretary make some foam for us today. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yes, that was the first time we've actually had someone else make the foam, so we were really excited about it. They added two of the components to the foam, but it was a soy-based material, and it also included a recycled rubber, a cryo-ground and particulized rubber particle, which we're looking at from the recycled part because there's a lot of waste tires that if we can sequester them in different materials and improve the properties, we want to do that for the environment.
So how long did it take you, trial and error, to come up with the formula that you've come up with at this point?
Well, okay, so we started around 2000-2001 when I took over plastics research, and it took us about 4 years of hard work in the laboratory, many design of experiments, to come up with formulations that met every single requirement for automotive foam. Automotive foam has to have fantastic compression set. It has to rebound back for 15 years in the field under heat, humidity. We also made some pretty stinky foams because the oils had an odor to them that people don't mind when they're cooking, but they don't want to smell in their car when it's closed up. So we learned how to remove the odor. We have a number of patents on formulation, on odor removal, and now we're proud to say that soy foam's on every single vehicle we build in North America.
So what, when you say it's on every single vehicle, what is it that's made out of the soy foam that's in the vehicle?
So it's every seat cushion and back. So that's front seat, second row seat, third row seats, all contain soybean. 75% of headrests now have soybean oil. And the Escape headliner also has soybean oil. So there's about 30 pounds of foam on every single vehicle. It's in door panels, armrests, the steering wheel, everywhere that there's padding. And if you look around you, that's, and we're just going to continue to migrate it. So we have two objectives: increase the amount of soy, continue to do that, and to migrate it to other components. So we're still busy.
Now, a lot of this research was done through grants from the United Soybean Board, correct?
Yes. So our first grant, I believe, started in 2003. And as Robert Brown said in his presentation, we have received like 7 grants from the USB. So it's been a really strong partnership. And one of the things I did not expect is how much contribution the USB has had to helping us formulate. So when we had technical issues, we would come to the table with USB representatives, and they knew more about their crop and, you know, the different type of oleic acid profile, lineal oleic acid. I mean, they knew a ton about their crop, and they could really help us to get past those technical hurdles. So we really enjoy the partnership.
Well, we know what the benefit is for the soybean grower in this case. What's the benefit for Ford Motor Company and for the consumer?
Well, Henry Ford believed in this a long time ago. So I think Ford has sort of in their DNA, we still have Bill Ford as playing a leading role within the company, and he's really been pushing the environmental materials. I think it supports using biofuels, electric vehicles. It's another component to try and make our vehicles greener, better for the environment, lower CO2 greenhouse gases that we're emitting. Why not do it and reduce our dependence on petroleum at the same time?
Well, you say you're continuing to work. Obviously, you have come up with a good formula for this. As you continue to work, what are some of your goals?
To increase the amount of soy. Right now in seat cushions and backs, we have about 12% of the polyol replaced with a soybean oil polyol. In headrests, it's 25 minimum. I'd like to see that number continue to increase. I'd like to do other applications, and I also have the dream of recycling foam at the end of life. So I want to take that soy-based foam, as green as it is, and make it even greener by putting it back into a new seat cushion. So we have a ton of different things we're working on.
Well, one of the things we were also talking about here with all the students here, the future for them in this kind of business, when they think about agriculture or agribusiness, they're not thinking about this kind of thing. What do you see as the opportunities for young people getting into the field of bio-based products, of you know, just science in improving the technology and the things out there that we have that we can use food for.
Oh, I could keep them busy for their entire careers, to be honest with you, because there's so many different agricultural products. We've talked about soy, but there's wheat straw, there's canaf, flax, hemp, there's cellulose from trees. All of the things that we can grow, especially in this country, and not be shipping all around. They're lightweight materials, they're durable materials. It's just that we have some catching up to do because the plastics we currently use have been developed for the past 80 years. And so now we have these brand new materials, and I think there's a place for all of them on our vehicles. You could use cellulose for a structural because it has very stiff, good properties. There are other fibers that, like rice hulls, that are more of a filler that can replace talc that's mined from the earth. It's like a candy shop. I mean, every material is, we have more than 100 different plastic formulations on our vehicle, and we have to come up with more sustainable alternatives for all of those.
Well, it's really exciting, and we really learned a lot here at the USB BioBase Stakeholders Workshop at the Ford Innovation Center in Dearborn, Michigan. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.